Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning and we are talking about knowing God, developing that deep, intimate relationship that's satisfying to both God and us. We've talked so many times about how our souls being controlled by its flesh is keeping us from that satisfying relationship with God. And today we just really want to start or continue focusing on the kind of relationship that God wants to have with us solically. We've been talking about the Lord revealing himself to our natural physical senses, our sight, our hearing, our smell, our taste, and our sense of touch. But one of the reasons have such a fleeting and often shallow relationship with God is that we are not as aware of our solical senses. That is, we know our soul is, or at least for our purposes, is made up of our mind, will, and emotions. But we don't know how they relate to God's nature, his spirit nature, as well as our own now spirit senses, spiritual senses. And we're using terms to describe something that exists in reality. Our describing it doesn't make it what it is. We're trying to clarify something that exists with terms and words, and since we don't really yet have that full grasp of what it is, we're still describing in part. This is why it's so much better to experience who God is for ourselves and then base our conversation and our understanding on that experience rather than on knowledge or what we've been taught. I can talk to you all day about what it's like to know God in sense him in a variety of different ways. But until you experience him for yourself, it may be interesting and it may be even encouraging. But those can actually be a distraction to knowing him the way he wants you to know him. And in fact, the way you want to know him yourself. We so underestimate God's desire to know us and to reveal himself to us. We think there are these roadblocks, and of course they're all on our side, and yet God has removed every roadblock there is. There are hindrances, but actually God leaves them there so that in the process of our overcoming them, we get to know God more. There are things that we can only know about who God is and who we are in our spirit because of overcoming our hindrances. overcoming our flesh, the world system, and the devil. Going through the struggle and learning how to depend on God through that overcoming, it not only teaches us about how to do that and developing skills, but it also teaches us about the nature of spirit. So the Lord's desire is to reveal himself to us in the natural realm and the soulical realm. The way he does that is any way he chooses. We have such a narrow focus on how he is revealing himself to us that very often we miss him. And part of our purpose for these teachings is to increase our awareness of the ways that he might be revealing himself and how to test those experiences to find out, to confirm or affirm or reveal whether that the source of that manifestation or intrusion even in our lives is from him or from some other source. So we had been previously discussing physical manifestations, the Lord's visits, how he reveals himself to our physical senses. And hopefully the Lord has given you plenty of opportunity to test that. And if not, I encourage you to just make yourself available. Lord, I want to know you better according to my physical senses. Train my physical senses to see you, to know you, to feel you, to touch you, to smell you, and to hear you. Now we also, again, have soulical senses. Those are senses of your soul. You have a soul. You are not a soul, but you have one. Now again, spiritually, your spirit is in full contact, full union, full communion with who God is and everything he is. And that union doesn't break. That bond, that being engulfed by him, does not change. So our challenge is in the soul area and in the body area, our soulical senses and our physical senses. Now, in the supernatural realm, there are other things going on besides us and God, just as in the natural realm. It's a supernatural realm in which our soul functions, just as it's in the natural realm that our body functions. So our senses are not limited by the realm in which we exist, but by the source of contact. In other words, there are many animals in the animal kingdom have additional senses, additional ways of communicating with its environment than we do. We generally have those five senses, physical senses, but there are other animals that have additional senses to their ways of communicating with the earth. Like some react to electricity, electrical current changes and magnetic changes and changes in, you know, communicating through humidity and pressure, and won't go into any more detail than that, but just to give you an idea of the different ways that we don't rely on to communicate. Now, we probably could, but those are just areas that are not our primary sensing capabilities. Likewise, in the solical, in our solical realm, that we function in the supernatural realm. So our solical senses, not all beings in the supernatural realm have the same senses. In other words, a lot of the beings in the supernatural realm function there a lot better than we do. They have other capabilities that we are not aware of. Doesn't mean, again, that we don't have them, but we are still at that place where we're trying to develop our primary sensing capabilities in the supernatural realm. And our teacher in that endeavor is God Himself. Though we can learn from others and hopefully encourage one another and inspire one another and excite one another, God is our ultimate teacher. Likewise in the physical realm. Again, He knows what you need and He knows when you need it. And so it's important that we allow Him to teach us what He wants to teach us on His timing. And even if something's exciting and we want to really follow up on it, if God is teaching us something totally different, let's just trust that He knows what we're going to need. He knows what He has next for us. He knows the training that's necessary for what we're going to be going through at any given time. So part of, again, what we're learning, it's not just about how to use our senses and how to develop skills to function in the different realms. It's we're learning about God's love for us, how to depend on Him, how to know Him. So we're not just learning tactics and skills and how things work. We're getting to know God. We're being changed by being in His presence. And awareness of the supernatural realm to begin with is essential to recognizing and responding to the presence and communication of God. So let's settle that. Let's ask the Lord to increase our awareness of the supernatural realm. And let's just do that. Lord, increase our awareness of the supernatural realm. See, it's not a big deal. Just ask Him. We know that's something He wants us to have. It's there, whether you are aware of it or not. And being ignorant of it, or ignoring it, or even rejecting it, the battle doesn't go away. This is something we are going to have to learn how to rule and reign over here on this earth. So let's join Him in the process. Odds are that most of us have, at one time or another, in one way or another, sensed the presence of the Lord. We've likely heard His voice internally, or at least recognized His guidance and provision apart from a change in our normal circumstances. Most of us can point to His intervention in our physical lives, where He saved us in a traffic accident, from a traffic accident, or things like that, or we've, again, seen or heard things physically. But aside from that, most of us have had some inner sense of knowing or looking back, seeing how His hand was in the decisions we made without even knowing it. This is kind of called providence, that God's unseen hand moves us and moves others. But we don't want to know God through providence. We want to know him knowingly, with our eyes wide open. Our goal is to actively participate in that learning process, to develop our senses and increase our awareness. So how do we do that? We've talked about it before, about there's two things we can give to God. We can give him our time and our attention. So how do we do that? We were talking about our awareness of him and increasing our awareness of him. How do we do that? Through the practice of waiting on the Lord and cultivating quietness as a lifestyle, we make ourselves fully available to be taught directly by the Lord. Though attending conferences, reading books, receiving prayer, and exercising our gifts are all helpful in the process, there is absolutely no substitute for hearing and being taught directly by the Lord. Again, this goes back to who is our God? Who is, what is our relationship with him? Are we counting on him to provide all the necessities of our life, everything? Just basically anything we turn to, anything we rely on, before we turn to and rely on God, God himself, we work at, we give that power, whoever or whatever we turn to before God, we give them power in our lives greater than God. That's part of what God is teaching us and training us. That, and it's not that he's concerned that, you know, we're not giving him the honor and glory and the worship that he deserves. He's already got everything he needs. He's not out there somewhere wringing his hands because people aren't worshiping him enough. It's about our awareness, knowing that those areas in which we have not become aware, it's because there's a hindrance. Sometimes that hindrance is just ignorance. And that's where we start, that there is a supernatural realm and that God wants to communicate to us through that supernatural realm. And that that is just as real to us, being solical beings, as our natural environment is real to our physical senses. Again, look around. We've talked extensively about this in our Saturday series about setting supernatural goals. Where you're sitting or driving or standing or walking, you can look around and you see colors and shapes and things that you recognize. And you have a frame of reference. And they're real to you. But do you also know that in the supernatural realm, there's a whole host of other things going on right now, right in front of your eyes? As the Lord quickens and develops your solical senses, you will begin to see and even interact with what is going on in the solical, in the supernatural realm, with your solical senses. The supernatural realm, just as the spiritual realm, is no less real, in fact, more real than the natural realm. Of our senses, our physical senses are actually the most limited. They are the most limited because that realm is actually the most basic. The physical realm was created for this earth and for this time. The solical realm has a much greater range of options. And then the spirit realm, of course, is eternal and is not related to time or space or even this earth. The earth exists because of the spirit realm, not the other way around. So in the supernatural realm, we have so much to learn and so much to experience. Let's just talk quickly about our concerns, and sometimes we have concerns and fears about getting in over our head or even being deceived or, that old phrase, ignorance is bliss. Well, it may be bliss, but it's not what God wants you to experience. Because if we think that if we don't go there, nothing can hurt us. And that's far from the truth. And I don't mean hurt by damage us, but if, as a spirit being, if you are a believer now, you are a spirit being, and being ignorant, remaining in ignorance about the supernatural realm keeps you from entering into a full union with God. So it is a hindrance between you and rest in God himself. And since God will not allow you to be satisfied with that ignorance, resisting God's drawing to teach you in any given area, not just this area, any area, resisting that, you are arguing with God. You're basically saying you don't trust him, you don't, you know better than he does. Now, those are issues you want to deal with. And we look at, okay, this is why we go through experiences, not so much just to develop skills, even though it's important, and understanding and experiences, but to reveal those areas in us where we are believing a lie. For instance, we may be afraid to investigate the wonderful world of God in all his glory, as revealed both in the spiritual realm and in the solical realm. We may not want to go there because we're afraid we won't know how to handle it. We're afraid we'll mess things up. We'll draw attention. We'll open Pandora's box. Or we may feel, look, I've already got enough on my plate. I just don't have time for this. Remember, if this is something God is drawing you to, he already has the training and the opportunities and the experiences all mapped out for you. Now, he may be dealing with you about something totally different right now. But odds are, whatever it is, it has a solical aspect. It has some relationship to your mind, will, and emotions. And even if you're focusing on another aspect of your life right now, God is quickening your senses just by his presence in your life. Just as even if you're not aware of his presence in your life, he's there. But he wants us to be cooperating with him. And as we do that, as we recognize that the Lord wants our solical senses quickened, and that they're the fastest and easiest way is to cooperate with him in that and give him the time and attention in which he can do his work in us. He knows how much time you have, and we'll be getting into this specifically. He knows your situation and your circumstances, and he knows what else you're working on. Now, part of it is he may say, look, who's more important, your television or me? Your hobbies or me? Your sports or me? And he may start working with you on that. And the more we recognize that some of the things that he's going to be dealing with are our misconceptions of who he is, the more we are able to allow him to just be who he is. Allow him to reveal himself to our soul in any way he chooses. And he draws us by his goodness. We've talked before that there are three areas that the Lord gets our attention when he can't get it in the other way, and that's through our health, our finances, and our relationships. And just from a purely self-preservation standpoint, isn't it better to give him our attention willingly and with full cooperation rather than him having to take steps where he has to do things to get our attention? Okay, our attention is what he's after. So let's give it to him rather than forcing him to get our attention by knocking us over the head in our finances, our health, or our relationships. So look back at your life. Are there areas where there's been a cycle? Not just, generally speaking, it's not going to be just a one-time thing, but if there's a cycle where God reveals himself, or you find yourself dealing with the same thing over and over again, like a health issue, or finances, or constant relationship issues, that's a very strong possibility that that's the Lord trying to get your attention. And it may be for a variety of reasons, to reveal a wound so he can heal it, to teach you something, to show you where you're relying on something other than him to give you life. So as we look at engaging the Lord in learning about the supernatural realm, we are not only looking forward to the experiences and his revealing himself to our soul and developing our solical senses, but we also recognize that part of the process is to allow him to reveal things about who we are and what is hindering us. So our wounds and our misbeliefs are things that the Lord is going to reveal and deal with as we move forward in developing our solical senses. So on Saturday, we will be picking up again in our question and answer and feedback series. And then on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday next week, our usual series will continue. So thanks for tuning in. If you ever have any questions, you can always drop me a line at diane@weekendprepare.org, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great week.